Moro Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
The incident I'm about to tell you about happened in the year 2017. I was 7 months pregnant with my daughter at the time. I was living with my aunt, who was the only person that helped me in my hour of need. She supported me and my baby throughout. Honestly, she was that mother I never had. Due to the prime stage of my pregnancy, she hardly ever let me do anything. But one day, she got down with a fever, and out of no other option, I had to drive to the store to pick up some snacks for my cravings. I hate being the damsel in distress, so I assured her I would be just fine. She told me to be careful, lying on her bed, and I smiled at her. Locking the door behind me, I got into her car and drove down to the Dollar Tree outlet about 3 blocks away from our place. Upon reaching the store, I pulled up a shopping cart from the corner and started walking. I was passing aisle after aisle, being careless. I was looking for some munchies when I noticed the chips at the top shelf. No matter how much I tried, I wasn't being able to reach it. The added body weight made it difficult for me. Just when a voice spoke from behind.
"Let me help you."
Turning around, I saw an old lady standing behind me. She had a caring smile. I smiled back and moved back so she could grab the chips for me. Once she handed it to me, I smiled again and said, "Thank you." She caressed my cheek and then looked around with confused eyes.
"Where is your husband, dear?"
"Oh, I don't have one."
"Oh, then the father of the child?"
He's not in the picture.
"I see."
Knowing that I was here by myself, her eyebrows frowned. She again looked around and then said in a worried voice,
"You shouldn't roam around alone in this condition."
"No, my aunt takes care of me, but she fell ill. That's why I had to come here today."
"Okay, so how long have you been living with your aunt?"
For a couple months now.
"And what about your parents?"
By this time, I started to feel a little awkward with her questions. I tried to walk past her, but she tagged along like my shadow. Every aisle I went to, she went with me while asking various questions. I told her about my parents and generally everything she asked. Now, I realized what a huge mistake that was. But at the moment, I thought she was just concerned about me. She went on with her advice and suggestions about how to care for the baby and me. One thing that unsettled me about her was the way she talked. She barely blinked. Her eyes were always moving around, watching every move in the Dollar Tree outlet. There weren't many people in the store. I grabbed some juice boxes when the woman leaned towards me in a creepy way and said,
"For your cravings, huh? If I was your aunt, I would have taken way good care of you."
"She already takes good care of me."
"Well, you are here alone, and this condition proves otherwise."
I began to feel pissed off as the old lady kept shaming my aunt for not being a good guardian. I tried to shake her off, but she wasn't taking my hint at all. So I ignored her and started to walk the other way. The old lady followed me again, but this time things started to get creepy.
"Why don't you come with me?"
She asked this out of the blue and kept smiling at me like it was perfectly casual to say to someone that you just met in a departmental store. "Excuse me?"
"I can take good care of you and your baby. I have this big farmhouse located on the outskirts. Trust me. You and your baby will have the best life."
I have to go home now. Saying this, I turned to walk away, but the old lady grabbed my cart and stopped me. She smiled big and said,
"Okay, let's drive to your place first, so you can take all your stuff. I will take you to my place."
I couldn't keep calm anymore. I pulled her hand away from my cart, which came as a shock to the woman, but she moved back a bit. "I am not interested in living with you. I have my aunt to take care of me. Now please, leave me alone." Her face turned all serious hearing my angry voice. She looked down for a while, and then again looked me in the eyes. A creepy grin appeared on her face, and she spoke in a spine-chilling voice.
"But what if something happens to you? Your aunt is not with you now. Life is very uncertain, you know."
"What? What do you mean?" "You're a freak. Stay the hell away from me or I'll report you to the cops." Saying this, I didn't wait a single second near her. While walking away, I looked back to see if she was following me. But this time, she was gone. My eyes searched for her the entire time I was inside the Dollar Tree, but I didn't see her. After billing, one Dollar Tree employee helped me to carry the bag up to my car. Wishing me a good day, the employee went back in and I found myself standing in the empty parking lot. All I wanted was to drive home ASAP, but my panic-stricken mind suddenly gave birth to the urge of peeing. Being pregnant and driving while holding your pee was next to impossible for me at that moment, so I had no other choice than to finish my business. The public restrooms of Dollar Tree are located at the end of the store, and I didn't want to go in just to meet that creepy old lady one more time. So I decided to use the small washroom in the parking lot. I locked my car and walked to the left corner of the parking lot. It was a small restroom with three toilets. No one was in there when I got in. I entered the first toilet and was doing my business when I heard the washroom door creak open, followed by slow footsteps. At first, I didn't react to it because literally anyone uses these washrooms. But then suddenly, the footsteps stopped. Being alert and scared at the same time, I tried to listen to every sound taking place, but it was just pin drop silence. I kept staring at the door, being covered in sweat, when I heard heavy breathing above me. The blood in my veins froze as I slowly lifted my eyes, following the breathing sound. As my eyes noticed the partition wall of the other side toilet right next to mine, my stomach dropped. It was the same old lady from the Dollar Tree. She was standing on the toilet seat to take a peek at me. I will never forget that moment in my entire life. Her wide, scary eyes watched me silently. She didn't say a single word, just staring at me with an expressionless face. I wanted to scream, but I lost my voice. She then spoke.
"You need to come with me. I'll take good care of you and your baby."
"Please, just leave us alone. Do you want money? I can give you some money."
"Keep your freaking money. I want your baby."
Saying this, she stretched her hands trying to grab me, and I got up screaming for my life. I opened the bathroom door and came out in panic. The old lady got down from the toilet seat and chased me out of the washroom. It was the most difficult run of my life. I rushed to my car while the lady laughed like a maniac behind me and kept screaming,
"Come here, I want your baby. I will take good care of you too. Come to me."
I somehow got into the car and closed the door before she could reach me. Her hand came in between, but I slammed the door hard. I could hear bones cracking, followed by a painful scream as my car door broke her wrist, but I didn't care anymore. I drove away at full speed while the lady kept yelling,
This is not the end. Just remember that.
I broke into tears after reaching home. My aunt immediately called the cops and informed them about this lady. Everything that happened with me there at the Dollar Tree. The cops never found the woman. But a week after this incident, I read a missing persons report in the newspaper, who was a pregnant woman in her late 20s. She went shopping in the same Dollar Tree outlet one afternoon, and since then, no one had seen her to date. No one knows what happened to her or her baby. I strongly believe that the creepy old woman has something to do with that disappearance. When I was 16, I got a job at my local supermarket. It was a nice enough job, and the work wasn't too bad. I lived in a nice part of town, so the customers were mostly seniors and the richer families. There were some incidents, but mostly just disgruntled customers or shoplifting lawyers. I worked there for almost 3 years, right up until I was 18. Right up until June 24th, 2008. That night, I was working an 8-hour shift that went until 11. The first few hours went smoothly, but around 6, it started to rain. This wasn't your average drizzle, but an outright downpour. When it was time for my meal break, I realized that I had left my wallet in my car. I decided against grabbing an umbrella from Lost and Found and opted to just make a run for it. Big mistake. I was only a 10-second run from the front doors, but by the time I got back inside, I was thoroughly soaked. I bought a snack and headed upstairs to dry off. About half an hour later, I went back downstairs, still damp. I stepped through the break room door and looked around. The store was almost empty. I walked towards customer service, only spotting one or two customers. I was surprised to see so few people at 7:30, but I figured most people didn't want to go out in the rain. I stepped back into the check stand and started chatting with my coworker, Maria. We talked about her kids and helped with the occasional soggy customers. Most of them realized that they were out of something essential, like milk or toilet paper. Occasionally, the lights would flicker slightly, but that was probably just the storm. I could hear some rumbling in the distance, but it was pretty far away. I'll refill the shelves tomorrow. Saying this, I went to the shopping racks, and I looked outside. At some distance from the store, I saw two dogs eating out of a knocked-up dumpster. There was a big bush area behind them, and it was moving. Not like a random movement, rather slow, jerky ones. Suddenly, the two dogs turned back and started growling at the bush. Just then, Maria yelled, "Joanna, come and help me." What the hell? "Joanna! Coming!" I got up and walked to her with a very confused mind. Those dogs kind of vanished in thin air, and I was pretty sure I saw something coming out of that bush, but it was so fast. By the time we restacked the aisles and came back to our seats, it was 15 minutes late for closing time. We called Victor, who was our night cleaning guy. He came and started to wipe the floors. Now, Victor lives in a small garage store right behind the supermarket, so he was like our handyman as well. He came mopping the floor right next to my stand and asked, "All good? You look a little worried." "No, it's nothing. I'm just tired." "Okay, I'll make it quick then." "Thanks." I started to pack up my things and Victor went to finish his work. He was always nice to me. We dated for a while, too. Anyway, so as I came out and stood right beside the exit to smoke, I noticed the empty highway surrounded by woods. The streetlights made the ambience even spookier. I lit up the smoke and with a flicker, I noticed two huge yellow eyes staring at me from that bush. The eyes blinked slowly and stopped the beat of my heart.
You forgot your phone on the desk, Joanna.
I turned back and saw Victor yelling for me. Something kicked in me, and I ran inside at full speed. As I closed the door behind me, a bolt of huge lightning struck, and the lights went off.
Bloody hell! What a night. I'll light some candles.
Maria was lighting the candles and keeping them on stands while Victor sat down near a window and lit up a cigarette. Suddenly breaking the silence, I spoke.
Something is out there.
What? What did you say?
I said, something is outside. I think something ate those dogs or... I don't know.
What are you saying, Joanna? What dogs?
Guys, believe me. Something evil is out there. Some kind of creature. It has eyes like a cat, but they're huge.
It's probably a cat. You spooked yourself.
No, Victor. I know what I saw.
Fine, I'll go check it out.
No, don't.
Victor took his mop in one hand and a flashlight in the other. He went out, and Maria followed him. Having no other choice, I had to follow them as well. We came out, and I pointed to the bush. Victor poked the bush with the end of the mop, and then three with his flashlight on it. As soon as he did, my blood froze. A partial head of a cat-like creature could be seen from the bush. The eyes were watching us, while its sharp long ears sprung out like antlers.
What the hell is that?
Hello, kitty, kitty, kitty. Come here. Are you hungry?
Maria, don't! Don't get too close to it. But Maria didn't listen as she went too close to the bush. Just then, the power came back, and the big lamppost right above the bush flashed on, and we all became numb in fear. Standing behind the bush was a huge creature, almost big like a lion, but it had a very slim body with no fur, like a sphinx cat. But oddly, has hair on its face and a thin layer of fur around its neck. It had a huge drooling jaw, which opened and licked its lips on its huge teeth. It was a four-legged animal, but it was standing on its 2 feet like a werewolf. Victor threw the mop at it in fear and started running to the store. I did the same too, but before Maria could run, the creature flung its sharp claws on her flesh and grabbed her by the other hand. Then, with one small press, it broke her body into 2 pieces. It was horrifying to watch, but there's no way I could have helped her. Helping her would have brought me the same fate. We got in and closed the glass door, but I knew it wasn't enough to hold this beast from killing us. It ate our colleague and wiped the blood off its lips with one leg and slowly disappeared into the darkness of the woods. The cops investigated Maria's death as a missing person case. Her body was never found. It never will be. I just hope that none of you come across that creature ever in your life.
John Daly here. You know what day it is? Neither do I. I live life daily. That's why I only spin on Moto Casino. Moto's got daily free bonuses, daily tournaments, new slots added daily, and the best part, guaranteed daily jackpots. You can't beat that. So today's the day you grip it and spin it with me on Moto, America's social casino. Play for free on Moto.us.
Moto Casino, the social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.